Witnesses say pro-Gaddafi forces used helicopters and rockets to attack fuel storage tanks in the rebel-held port city, causing them to explode and burn. Rebel sources say the explosions have wiped out fuel reserves needed to withstand the lengthy siege of Misrata, which is the last city in western Libya under rebel control. Libyan Deputy Foreign Minister Khalid Qaim told journalists Friday in the capital, Tripoli, that government forces would not stop trying to close Misrata's port, accusing the rebels of using it to bring arms to the city and evacuate some criminals. Also in Tripoli, a tribal organization loyal to the government called for a general amnesty, but continued to call for the liberation of rebel-held territory. Rebel leaders, for their part, claim that Colonel Gaddafi is giving out money to encourage rebel fighters to change sides. Pro-Gaddafi forces continue to shell areas along the Tunisian border. Witnesses say a number of shells fell inside Tunisia. Libyan government forces are besieging the towns of Zintan, Nalout, and Ifran in the mostly Berber mountainous plateau near the border. In the main rebel-held city of Benghazi in eastern Libya, the head of the opposition Transitional National Council, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, repeated his plea to Western and Arab states to help the rebels with modern weapons, to help them combat pro-Gaddafi forces.
العملية البرية نحن أولى بها ونحن قادرون عليها لو تحصلنا على القدر البسيط من السلاح.
He says the rebels are capable of ground combat if they receive just a small amount of modern weapons, which would even the playing field. He stresses that weapons are the only major issue since the allies are providing enough help from the air. Meanwhile, the Arab daily Ashark al-Awsat quoted a government source in Tripoli as saying that matters appear to be moving towards the opening of a political dialogue to resolve the crisis. The paper said a rebel source in Benghazi confirmed the possibility of opening a dialogue. Rebel spokesmen, however, have long insisted that Colonel Gaddafi step down first. Elsewhere, protests continued for another day in towns and cities across Yemen as the mostly young protesters kept up their demands for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. Opposition leader Salah Mohsen told journalists that the street protests, rather than a stalled Gulf Cooperation Council plan, will ultimately bring about Mr. Saleh's resignation.
الرهان هو على ثورة الثورة الموجودة في الميادين موجودة في الأرض هؤلاء الصامدين.
He says that the revolution in the streets and squares, driven by the many people who have stood steadfastly night and day for 3 months, will ultimately bring about the fall of the regime. Deputy Information Minister Abdu Jundi, an ally of Mr. Saleh, told Al Jazeera TV Saturday that the president still supports the GCC plan. He refused, however, to indicate if Mr. Saleh is ready to step down, which is the main condition of the plan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.